This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, really quick, friends, let's just get some of the things that we need to get out of the way. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 articles there for you. Go to the right side of the page, go on to YouTube, join us on live chat. sonsoflibertymedia.com is the URL. Or go to beforeitsnews.com, you can do the same thing there. We're on the left side of the front page. Again, beforeitsnews.com. Click onto YouTube. Join us on live chat. Have several friends over there. Love every one of them. Thank you for your faithfulness. If you want to call in because you're driving in one of the 121 cities that we broadcast into, that number is 1-866-582-9933. Don't be afraid to call in. If you call in and you're sincere, I'm going to be sincere. If you're insincere and disingenuous, well, you're going to get your backside handed to you. That's just how things work here, right? Or if you want to set me straight, or if you want to contend for the faith, read Jude 1. Verse 3 and 4 when you get a moment. You can do that as well. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We are in some serious times, friends, and I want to say this as a word of encouragement to those that are actually in the battle, in the war. Read Ephesians 6, starting in verse 12. Go to the end of the chapter. Do understand that these are exciting times. The Chinese have a word. It's called crisis. One has a definition of opportunity, and the other definition is danger. We look at what's going on in this country, friends, as an opportunity to prove the God of Israel, who said, to call unto me and I will answer and I'll show you great and mighty things in which you know not of. Okay, in Jeremiah 33. Okay, so we have a great opportunity. The history of the church is their backs are up against the wall, and then God shows up. Amen. So with that said, be encouraged today. We got a lot of information I need to give to you. I want to cover a couple things that I just heard during the break here, friends, before we went live. Donald Trump talking about this executive order on immigration ban. He's talking about, again, how he sells it to you. What he says and what he does are two different stories. He's selling it to the American people that we look out for our own people first, right? This is what he's saying, okay? But the fact of the matter is, did you know that it exempts refugees and essential workers? So as he's telling you that you're first, America, you better understand that, for example, in California right now, they just gave illegals $196 million so they could pay their bills. Guess whose money that was? That was yours. Again, did you reallocate that money in California to that criminal governor to give it to a bunch of illegals? Nope, they're alluring them in. Your country is literally being handed off right now. And just to set the record straight, when Donald Trump made his appeal to his base, talking about how they're first. The fact of the matter is they are not first, because that bill exempts refugees and essential workers. You can check that out on sonsoflibertymedia.com just for your resolve. Also wanted to let you know, we just heard Donald Trump talking about how if Iran continuously meddles with us, we're gonna destroy them. Now, keep in mind, we were sold the same story back in the 60s, which actually incited war concerning the Vietnamese. And we found out after the fact that Tonkin Bay, we were the ones that were actually inciting the war. It wasn't the Vietnamese, right? McNamara told us this. So again, friends, understand what's all behind this. What's behind this is Bush's Iraq hawks, his war hawks, the military-industrial complex. They have Trump's back, just so you know. Just so you understand that the agenda is going forward regardless. I don't care who's in the office, friends. God's judgment is being brought forth little by little. And it's raining judgment in this country today. And you can see how uncomfortable, how nervous the globalists are becoming, because people are beginning to rise up. A little too late? I don't know. But we still have the freedom to do the right thing, friends. So therefore, let's take advantage of it. And keep in mind that many men have fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution of the United States of America, fighting off tyranny that you're now submitting to in this country. Let's get their record settled, okay? Because those that have a knowledge of who they are, where it is that they came from, and where they're going, they're not befitting to become slaves, friends. And what we need to do is get back to understand who we are so we know where we're going, and this is going to put tyranny out of business. And of course, in America, we know today, we all know who the bad guys are. We all do. You know, I'm going to say this because it's really important that I do. Scripture tells us in 2 Timothy 4:3, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, without error. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears." Folks, people want to be entertained today. Just travel somewhere. You'll know what I'm talking about. You're not going to find, friends, someone holding a Bible in their hand. And if you do, that's going to be rare as hen's teeth today. They're entertained with gossip magazines, the conservatives of today, which are nothing more than controlled opposition. Their sponsors control them. Friends, they want to be entertained. And the fact of the matter is, friends, we need to get away from this. We need to get down to the hard facts. And I'm bringing up this point for the fact that we already know who the bad guys are. But how people want it brought to them is they want to be entertained through all the specifics concerning the new bad guy and what they're responsible for. And isn't it interesting? It is never, ever brought to resolve. It is never, ever brought to resolve concerning the bad guys. Why? Because the entertainers in the conservative outlets across this country today, friends, yesterday's liberals, what they're doing is they're just continuously keeping you on edge so you continuously turn on their television program to be entertained out of your freedom. Tain, derived from entertain, means to stop from entering in. You're being entertained out of your freedoms. We know who the bad guys are. We have them on the horizon. They must be lawfully dealt with, okay? And the fact of the matter is they're going to talk about another bad guy tomorrow and the day after and the week after and the month after and the year after. And the fact of the matter is we got to come back to the ones that we already know of and deal with them and begin to send the message and shut the door on corrupt politicians who are going to shut the door on special interest groups who are, in fact, destroying this country. And the American people have nobody to blame for what's going on in this country except themselves. And that is my message. And by the way, that is the gospel. Okay? We're going to come back. We're going to be talking about the Bible of the Bayonet. I'm going to bring that to closure. And then I'm going to bring it over to exactly what today's topic is, the correlation between America and Germany in the 1930s. Again, new information coming out, friends. The governor in Virginia just said, you go to church, you go to jail for a year. In Montana, they're telling you have to wear pink bracelets. Governors are telling you to snitch on each other.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. To my new friends over on live chat, YouTube, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, don't be deterred by those numbers. After the show, click off the show and then refresh your page, and it will show you exactly how many people are watching it. And then when you get a minute, come back to the same show the very next day to show you how much we have grown. People are sick and tired of the conservative talk of the day and the church talk of the day, and it was Jesus Christ himself, Mark 8:15, that said, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites. Beware of the leaven of the Herodians, corrupt doctrine coming out from the government." Okay? He told us that. If the blind lead the blind, they're all going to end up in the ditch. There's people that are sick and tired of ending up in the ditch. And let me say this to those that still need understanding concerning what I'm saying here. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is death. They're sick and tired of ending up in hell concerning what they're looking for. Okay? Which just comes to nothing. Read Psalm 9:16 and 17 when you get a moment as well. Now let's get to this. I want to kill this so I can get to my topic of the day. Yesterday we were talking about the Bible or the bayonet. Hey, America, I can't make this decision for you. And I want to say this. The Lord is going to get your attention one way or another, and I believe he's got it. Here it is, the Bible or the bayonet. When you read Deuteronomy 30:19, it says, "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set this day before you life and death, both blessing and cursings. Therefore, choose life." Everything that we do is a choice, okay? Also read Acts 20, verse 21. It's going to be either the Bible in God's rule, or it's going to be the bayonet and the rule of tyrants through arbitrary government. Reprobates, wicked men through totalitarianism. Which one do you prefer? It was Speaker of the House Robert Winthrop that said back in the 1800s, "Men, in a word, must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them or by a power without them. Either by the word of God or by the strong arm of man. Either by the Bible or by the bayonet." There is no in-betweenites. Let me say it again. There is no in-betweenites. Either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, which applies to the church, if you're lukewarm, I'll spill you out of my mouth. Then the Lord says, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten to inflict pain or suffering, to humble or to improve. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Therefore, be zealous and, what's his message? Repent. It's always been the message. It's never changed. Men have changed. Get into the Word of God, okay? Then I brought up the fact that either we're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, which I believe those that are listening to me right now are sick and tired of being sick and tired when it comes to man's 10,000 policies to prove the point. The guy that went to the moon, Senator John Glenn, said back in the 80s, he said that if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. Policy undermines the U.S. Constitution. What's happening, what's coming out of the states, what's coming out of the federal government in a major sweep right now is all policy. It's unconstitutional. It's null and void according to law. They're acting outside of law, which makes them outlaws. Okay? Read first Kings 18 when you get a moment. You'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. They are outlaws. They're working on the behalf of special interest groups to destroy this country, to create a global order. Okay? But if you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, here's the answer. Get back to God's 10. It's that simple. Did you know that in 1980, the Ten Commandments were taken out of the schools in the case Stone versus Graham? Which, by the way, they can still go. Just for the record, I don't want to negate. I don't want to give misinformation. Rights, again, are never taken away. They're forfeited. Okay? You can still do what you've always done in public schools. You've never lost the right. You've been told that you've lost the right from organizations like the ACLU. The founder of that organization, of the ACLU, Mr. Baldwin, said that the end of the ACLU is communism. Okay, so this is who's pushing the fear. And I got to ask you a question. Which one are you motivated by? The fear of God, Proverbs 16:6, or are you motivated by the fear of man, which brings about a snare? Okay. But in 1980, Stone versus Graham, the court found, listen, the court, as if to suggest they're above the law. They said if the posted copies of the Ten Commandments are to have any effect at all, it will be to induce the school children to read, meditate upon, perhaps to venerate and obey the commandments. They said this for real. They said that is not a permissible objective. And instead of the American people rising up and throwing off those corrupt judges, Article 3, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution, Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, friends, they just let them do whatever they wanted to do. They added strength to tyranny. Okay? Now, with that said, I want to bring you to my point that I didn't get to yesterday, because it coincides with exactly what we're talking about. I came across some scenarios that exemplify my point to a T. Here's a high school in 1962 versus 2020, okay? Here's scenario one. Johnny goes duck hunting before school, then pulls into the school parking lot with his shotgun in his truck's gun rack. 1962, vice principal comes over, looks at Johnny's shotgun, goes to his car, and gets his own shotgun to show Johnny. In 2020, school goes down into lockdown position. The FBI and the SWAT is called. Johnny's hauled off to jail and never sees his truck or his gun again. Counselors are called into the school for traumatized students and teachers. Do you see what's happening here, friends? Either we're going to fear God or we're going to fear man. Look what corruption does. It gets in there and they want to play God by getting rid of God in the minds of the people and in their hearts as well. First, their hearts. 1962, Tim and Mark get into a fist fight after school. 1962, crowd gathers. Mark wins the fight. Tim and Mark shake hands and end up the best of friends. Yep. 2020, police called and the SWAT team arrives. They arrest both Tim and Mark. They are both charged with assault and battery and then expelled and put onto probation. Right? See how it always works for the bureaucracy that they've created, friends? You see that? Making void the commandments of God subject you to the commandments of men. Okay? And that's not at all what we want here. Read Mark 7 when you get a moment. Scenario 3, Jeffrey will not sit in class. He continuously disrupts other students. 1962, Jeffrey is sent to the principal's office and given a good paddling, right? He withholds a rod, hates his son or daughter. He then returns to class, sits still, and does not disrupt other students again. In 2020, Jeffrey is given a huge dose of dangerous psychotropic drugs after being diagnosed with attention deficit disorder, ADD, right? Which is a fraud, by the way, said the creator of the fraud. Jeffrey now becomes a zombie. The family now gets a check from the government, and Jeffrey becomes disabled. See what you're putting up with, friends, when you put up with the commandments of men? Scenario 4, Billy breaks a window on his neighbor's car. 1962, his dad gives him a good whipping with his belt, and Billy never does it again, right? 2020, Billy's dad gets arrested for child abuse. Billy is then removed from his home and sent to foster care and later joins a gang. The state psychologist is told that Billy's sister, that she remembers being abused as well by her dad. Their dad then goes to prison. Billy's mom has an affair with the psychologist, right? And they overlook this. You understand what's going on. It's either the Bible or the bayonet. It's either man's commandments or it's the Lord's commandments. There is no in-betweenites. Here's another one for you. Scenario 5. Bradley gets a headache and takes some aspirin, goes to school. Bradley shares aspirin with another student who has a headache. 1962, Bradley's fellow student thanks him, and then they both feel better. Great. 2020, the police are called. Bradley's sent to jail and then to treatment for drug violations. Bradley's car is searched for drugs and weapons. See, grandpa and grandma friends know the difference. What we're putting up with is un-American on so many different fronts. When is it that the American people are going to understand there's benefits in this life and in the afterlife when we adhere to the Father? Now, I want to say this, not by force. I just want to say this in scriptural clarity. Again, there is no in-between. There is no in-betweenites. The fact of the matter is either you serve God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, or you don't. Jesus warned of hell 54 times. There is no such thing as hellfire preaching, for the record. Okay? Read Luke 12:4. We're to fear God. We're not to fear hell. Okay? It's unscriptural. Oh, we need some more hellfire preaching. No, it's unscriptural. Jesus never did it, and neither are we. We're sticking to the Word of God. We understand that we violated God's moral law, Exodus 20, and what does that do? It drives us to the foot of Jesus Christ, the cross, where it can do no more. Right? We're saved by faith, or we're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves, it's the gift of God. But what does that grace do? It magnifies God's moral law, Romans 3:31. Now, I want to say this, because the bottom line is, friends, when you look at Scripture again, we serve Jesus Christ. We serve the Father because of what the Father did on our behalf through His Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. Right? Read 1 Peter 3:18 when you get a moment. For Christ has also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us unto God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are more than 825,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus in the United States, with more than 45,000 people dying. And President Trump says China's initial response should have been a lot better.
It should have been stopped, and it should have been stopped right where it started, and everyone knows where it started.
President Trump speaking at the White House, also marking the 50th anniversary of Earth Day. New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo has a message for everyone who's out of work and out of money.
Is there a fundamental right to work?
You want to go to work? Go take the job as an essential worker. Do it tomorrow. Right? You're working.
I am.
You're an essential worker. So go take the job as an essential worker.
That exchange coming during Governor Cuomo's press conference with reporters on Wednesday. The governor also says another 474 people died because of coronavirus. This is USA Radio News. The Trump administration is again feuding with the government of Iran. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Several developments. First, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has condemned a satellite launch by Iran. During a State Department briefing, Pompeo noted that the Iranian Revolutionary Guard is a designated terrorist organization, and he says he believes the launch has violated a UN Security Council resolution. Meanwhile, President Trump has also instructed the U.S. Navy to shoot down and destroy any and all Iranian aircraft and gunboats that harass U.S. ships. He made the announcement in a public one-sentence tweet this morning, but did not elaborate. The Navy recently reported threatening behavior by nearly a dozen Iranian vessels in the Persian Gulf.
Severe weather, including the threat of tornadoes, possible today from Texas all the way to Georgia. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Anybody paying attention to the word essential? This is craziness. Woo! I mean, it is just absolutely craziness. I mean, listen, if you want to see the power of the mainstream media, look at how they are just relentless pushing forward the narrative that they have not any leg to stand on in any sense of the word. I mean, it's just going one direction. It took care of business this morning. Friends, front page of the paper, there's a casket on the front of it, right? They're pushing the agenda forward regardless if there's truth behind it or not. This is, by the way, what tyrants do. This is what dictators do, friends. Okay? And notice again, here we are. Now we have another issue with Iran, folks. Well, they continuously, you need to understand this. When you look at what's going on through our government, what we've allowed through corrupt politicians to do to third world countries, notice they're now having to deal with Iran, right? We talked about this during the first segment. What's interesting to note, friends, is they're talking about how Iran is basically poking at America. Really, would that make any sense for them to do such a foolish thing as that? No. And that's why I brought up Tonkin Bay during the first segment, friends. Because the way they sell it to the American people is not the way it goes down, friends. History teaches us that over and over and over again. During the inception, let me say it this way, since the inception of America to the present, do you know that America's been at war for 222 years? And let me ask you something. How many of those politicians outside of our forefathers, okay, how many of those presidents have sent their kids to fight those wars? Come on. 1-866-582-9933. This shows you the corruption taking place in our country. We have over 737 military bases all over the world and 162 countries. Did you delegate that authority for these people to do that? Absolutely not. You know what? What you're going to come down to, for instance, what it's going to come down to is when you look at these third world countries, they are resisting the American government trying to establish a new world order. That's what they're doing. But how do they sell it to you? Well, they demonize them. They call them dictators. And I'm not saying they're innocent in every given situation, but the fact of the matter is, friends, it's those corrupt politicians that lie to you 24/7, 365 days a year, that are trying to convince you that we need to go slaughter another country, like we did in Iraq and Iran and Afghanistan, and the list goes on. Question everything that's coming out of this administration, friends. The one prior to that, the one prior to that, the one prior to that, the one prior to that. Question everything that they sell you, friends, because 9 times out of 10, you're going to find out the opposite is true. And I just, folks, I show you this every single day. What they say, I'll line it up to the facts. Just like Donald Trump talking about how we have to look out for Americans first concerning this new bill. Well, of course he's not going to say to you, we're looking out for the illegals through DACA and we don't want to tell you what it is. And we're looking out for those illegals and the essential workers, as they call them. And we're going to give them $196 million. Do you think that he's going to tell you that and the bill's going to pass, friends? Absolutely not. The devil doesn't come to you through the front door. He comes through the back door, just like this one in the White House is. And what does he do? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, just like his father. The agenda is going forward, America, and it's time for you to do yourself a service and wake up to what's going on here. You're being sold down the river. And this, again, is my message. Repent. And why is it repent? Because it's personal responsibility. You have 330 million people in this country letting a handful of corrupt politicians do the things that they're doing to you. There's absolutely no excuse as to why we are in the situation that we're in today. Absolutely none. Now, let me go back to what I want to talk about here concerning the next two segments. The correlation between America today and that of Germany in the 1930s. Mandated vaccinations, go to church, go to jail, bracelets to buy and sell. This is just the tip of the iceberg, friends. Just the tip of the iceberg. And let me add this. To all of you police, to all of you military, to all of you in your prospective agencies, you go ahead and you go home and look at your children in the face and you tell them that you delivered up your own people because you were just doing your job. Let me remind you, if you're doing your job, you're turning and you're going up the flagpole and saying, Mr. President, this is unconstitutional. I will not enforce an unlawful edict. I don't care where it comes from. Nobody is above the law in this country. We are all subject. We are all ruled by law, like it or not, and it applies to every facet of government in this country, including the people's White House, just for those that didn't know. George Creel said this. He said, we did not call it propaganda, for that word in German hands had come to be associated with deceit and corruption. Now listen to this. I'm going to go back. I've talked about it, but I want to outline it for you. Okay? No matter how many times you show people the facts of the matter, they seem to move along in life as if to suggest that the imminent threat to themselves and others somehow does not apply. Read Amos 9:10 when you get a moment. George Bush's grandfather, let me give you a couple examples. George Bush's grandfather, the late U.S. Senator Prescott Bush, he was a director and a shareholder of companies that profited from their involvement with the financial backers of Nazi Germany. I want you to understand to the degree of treason taking place in this country today. Okay? Prescott Bush, a former U.S. senator, was a director and a shareholder of companies that profited from their involvement with the financial backers of Nazi Germany. Now, just keep that in mind. The Guardian reported, as it obtained confirmation from newly discovered files in the U.S. National Archives, that a firm of which Prescott Bush was a director was involved with the financial architects of Nazism. It's all factual information. It's all easy to find. Okay? But somehow, because they call themselves Christian, the Christians, the church goes back to sleep and they let the devil do what he does. And what does he do? He destroys. He kills. That's what he does. Now, I just told you that the Bush family is directly involved with the financial architects of Nazism. This is back in the 30s. This means while our boys were fighting against the Nazis, two of my uncles, by the way, this means while my uncles were fighting against the Nazis back in the 30s and 40s, that the Bush crime family was aiding the enemy in their endeavors against the American people. That's called treason. It's found in Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. I also want you to think about this concerning your families. They said that during World War II, there was not a household in America that did not feel loss. 405,399 of our boys died fighting against Adolf Hitler's Third Reich. Who was aiding Adolf Hitler in the Third Reich? The Bushes were. The Bushes were. Now, the son of Prescott Bush, George H.W. Bush, this is the guy, we played audio before, I'm not doing it today, who called for a new world order over 200 times from the presidential podium. Read Revelation 17:17, friends. It shows you who's in control. The bad guys are not in control. My daddy's in control. Remember, as he was calling for a new world order over 200 times from the presidential podium, he also said, order out of chaos, order out of chaos, which begs the question that you need to fill, friends, who's creating the chaos? The same people, I'm sorry, who is order out of chaos? Who's creating the order out of chaos? The same people that are creating the chaos. Now, going to his son and the grandson of Prescott Bush, September 11, 2001 occurs under his son, George W. Bush, which created the infamous act of tyranny over the American people called the Patriot Act, which not one individual read. It was passed at 3:30 in the morning, and not one representative read before they passed the bill. And it's the same thing that they're doing with this alleged coronavirus, friends. Did you see in New York, the Nazis, this Cuomo? You see what this clown's doing, friends? And it's not a joke. The joke's on us if we don't deal with him. He just basically overrode, through a bill, anybody that would dare resist immunizations. Even if those that are basically giving their religious, you know, if you're a Christian and you don't want the vaccination, you say, we're not taking that vaccination due to our religious beliefs. He just somehow or another overrode with a new bill that's unconstitutional, and he wants everybody in New York to believe what he says. Where did he derive that authority from? The people's ignorance in New York. He doesn't have the authority to do that, friends, to override constitutional law. Do you see how they're desecrating those that fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms that we have? They don't care what our veterans fought, bled, and died to give us. They want you to subject to them regardless of what they say. Because they already know a good portion of the people in this country are constitutionally illiterate. And why is that? Because they're biblically illiterate. Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Okay? Investigations going on in New York as we speak again concerning September 11th as to who the responsible party is, who has profited more from September 11th than your own government, who's attacked the American people more than its own said representatives and the mainstream media. Absolutely nobody. I just told you, order out of chaos. Who's creating the chaos? Who profits from the chaos when they bring in order? Same thing happening today. Who's being empowered right now, America? More than Big Pharma concerning the mandated vaccinations that they're talking about right now. It's not going to happen, friends. It's not going to happen concerning those that really believe what they believe and that stand up against tyranny. They'll die first. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to give you some more points. I'm going to bring you over to Operation Paperclip. This one's going to blow you away if you didn't know it. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to take this phone call. I got someone calling in from Canada right now. Hey, Shane, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Hey, really good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, doing what I do, overcoming every day. Got my gloves on. How about you?
Really good. This is my second show, and I just wanted to say I think your show is fantastic. I absolutely love how you're representing God, and you're just putting it out there, no holds barred. I think it's phenomenal, and there's way too few of people who will actually do that.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
What I wanted to talk about was I'm seeing this ramp up, and it's been a continual rhetoric and a talk about China and Iran and Russia, and there's actually a lot of prophecy behind that. One would be A.A. Allen in the 50s. Another one would be Henry Groover. And there's Jonathan Kleck. But there's a lot of prophecy behind it that these people are eventually going to come up onto the States and hit us with some nukes. So have you looked into any of that?
No, I know exactly who you're talking about, and I know the history of A.A. Allen and many of God's generals, as we call them. One of the things that I do take note of is Dmitry Dudemis also kicked off prophecy as well worldwide, and he had said that China and Russia would hit America, and this was back in the 90s, and he died at the end of the 90s. And what's interesting to note is if you go back to even George Washington's vision, Son of the Republic, which is in the Congressional Record, it lines lines up too, but I want to stick to scripture. But it's interesting how prophetically accurate both of those, Dimitri Dudamis and George Washington's Son of the Republic, those words of prophecy are. So I think the bottom line here is for me, Shane, and I am, and we could have this conversation all day. And by the way, I love having these kind of conversations because there's very few that know the history of the men that we're talking about. But my objective right now is to shake awake the American people that are so fond of their false grace and their silk pillows to suggest that we're supposed to ignore the fact that God is a judge, he's righteous and he's holy and not in that order, and that he will judge nations that continuously turn their backs on them. The American people don't realize that's what's happening here, and that's why they continuously give ear to the false prophets that are going out there. The false prophets, as you know, Shane, are the ones that are favored by men. And the Bible's clear, 6:36, Luke, woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for sort of their fathers are the false prophets. So yeah. With that said, I want to give people and equip people with the answers to deal with what's going on here. I also want to say that there is no way that we are going to get out of the 60 million babies on the American people's watch since 1973. If you know anything of Manasseh, God is going to judge us for that. We're not going to get out of it. And it's also interesting to note during this coronavirus, it's interesting that Bill Gates, this devil, who thinks he's above the law, Isaiah 14, starting in verse 13, going through 16. It's interesting to note that he said that there would be 65 million vaccinations available. And they also, if you do the math and see the correlation, 60 million babies have been murdered up to this point in this country. As did we just recently see 18 governors come out and say that we want to open the floodgates to illegals coming from Somalia in the Middle East who want to behead Americans. They want to conquer America. So there's a lot of that correlation going on. My objective is to show the people the answers if they don't want to listen to them. I'm doing my job. If I go into judgment with the American people, this is my country, this is my people, then I go to judgment with my people. But I cannot stand before the Lord where the Lord will look at me and say, you did not do your job. That matters to me more than anything else, Shane. It really does.
Amen. Amen. I really appreciate that. And I just want to let you guys know that Canada is extremely lackadaisical, and our prime minister is a train wreck. He's completely sided with the WHO. Even though I think this situation with Trump, where Trump has told the WHO, stuff it, and we're taking your funding away, our Canadian Prime Minister has said, no, they're fantastic. They're right on point. So he's fast-tracking Canada towards China. He wants to turn Canada into China. And,
yeah, but can I add this to this, Shane, this conversation that we're having? It's interesting to note that while America continuously puts through the mainstream media that we're at war with China and we're at war with Russia, the fact of the matter is all these masks that are coming into America, guess where they're coming from? They're coming from China. And let's not forget about the Clintons. Let's not forget about the Reeds doing business with the Chinese and Hillary Clinton doing business with Russia. This is all a facade until they get their that's exactly right. They're either going to have it by conquest or by war. And the fact of the matter is the American people need to see it for what it is and deal with our corrupt politicians, because right then and there, tyranny stops. And until they learn that lesson, it all goes for naught, my friend.
Well, I had some friends who were Canadian patriots ask me, Shane, private message me, and they said, Shane, what do you think is going to happen? And I said, they're going to keep moving forward. And now they turned this thing in Nova Scotia, which God only knows what the real story is. They've turned this thing into Nova Scotia into a huge gun grab in Canada. So they want to reignite the long gun registry in Canada, basically, as with a new name, and try and take away everybody's guns. Call everything an assault rifle. The same stuff that you guys are battling there. But they want to fast track it here.
That's right. And see, so this is why I continuously tell the American people, you have 330 million people here, and you have the bad guys, which we know who they are. We don't need a record of Hillary Clinton scandals or Barack Hussein Obama's scandals or Donald Trump's scandals. We don't need a history of them. We know who the bad guys are. If we lawfully deal them, because we have the provision in the U.S. Constitution, that tyranny is going to stop, because special interests no longer have a long arm into the affairs of this country any longer. But again, again, until the American people learn that lesson, they're going to be incrementally taken over. And that is a promise of judgment. And you have, here's another thing for you, Shane. We have over 86% of the people in this country that call themselves Christians. 86%. I want to tell you this. I have never seen so many hypocrites in all of my life. When I first started doing high school assemblies, those that stood against me were the professed church. And what were they doing? They were parroting organizations like the ACLU, communist organizations. They don't know their left hand from the right hand. So, with that said, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ. And I'm doing the same thing because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So I hope people hear that. We need to repent. Bottom line. Hey, Shane, call me in again, okay? I got to finish this show. I got less than one segment to do, so I got 3 minutes. I totally appreciate it. We're aware of your prime minister over there worshiping. He's a femme. I mean, it's just crazy who he's worshiping along with the Muslims and opening the floodgates. Many people believe, as a matter of fact, that Canada will be a staging point for infiltration to attack America when that time comes. And we're just going to have to take it day by day and trust in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. No, I really appreciate the chance just to chat for a bit. Great show. Keep it up. I look forward to talking to you in the future.
Appreciate it, brother. Thank you. Folks, I want to get to this again, and I have 1 hour. And I only can kick off what I have here, and I can go over this again on Saturday's show, but I want you guys to understand that you have at the head, starting with the Bushes. It started long before that. You have Paul Warburg and the such and the Illuminati. I don't care about what the bad guys are doing. They should be worried about what the good guys are doing, right? But the fact of the matter is we know who the bad guys are. America, until you deal with the bad guys, this is going to go on. They don't need to be recalled. You don't have to wait 2 more years to allow them to destroy the country. They need to be removed, Article 2, Section 4, and they need to be charged for their crimes against we the people. If not, America, this is going to continue on. I'm talking about lawfully, concerning those that are violating constitutional law. Namely, your said representatives in this country. We know about Prescott Bush. We know about George H.W. Bush. We know about his son, George W. Bush. In 1945, the American government thought it their duty to bring, listen carefully, Nazi war criminals over into this country and then employ them, unbeknownst to the taxpayers that were footing the bill, under the name of Operation Paperclip. Okay, this happened a long time ago. Operation Paperclip was a secret program of the Joint Intelligence Objectives Agency, the acronym JIOA, largely carried out by special agents of Army CIC, in which more than 1,600 German scientists, engineers, and technicians, such as Werner von Braun and his V-2 rocket team, were taken from Germany to the United States for U.S. government employment, primarily between 1945 and 1959. Listen to this. Many were former members and some were former leaders of the Nazi Party. Maybe this is why they were laughing back in 1945 during the Nuremberg trials. Did you know that many of them were brought to America in 1940s, friends? Your government brought them here. What's happening in America? A Montana county is mandating citizens to wear a pink wristband to go shopping at grocery stores. If you live in Montana, get an attorney and go after them. Completely illegal, friends. Okay? Also have in Richmond, Virginia, the governor, Mr. Northam there, says that if you go to church, you go to jail for 12 months. Anthony Fauci setting the stage for mandatory lucrative vaccines. Are you going to put up with it?
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.